New business?
Case number 12798, Gene Gordon seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Briar Lane within the Oak Meadows subdivision. The 911 address is 27528 Briar Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, map 29, parcel 145. The applicant is seeking a 10.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch and a 16.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for existing steps. We have one letter of support, zero opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You can come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Zach Coons, 27436 Oak Meadow Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I don't.
You may present your case.
All right. So we're looking for a 10.5-foot setback for the porch area. I don't know how exactly. We're looking for a variance, but just provide all the information.
Go through your application.
Okay.
To meet the standards of the variance, you must meet the five standards here that we have: uniqueness of property, cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, so forth.
Okay.
So if you go through and state what you wrote.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
If we have any questions, we'll ask you.
Okay. Perfect. So the house is located at 31.5 feet from the property line, while the setback from the porch is 30 feet. There is no useful area around the property to otherwise be built, and the homeowners are elderly and need an easier access to the front door. That brings it closer to the front yard, and the steps are right in the driveway, so when they back in, they're easily able to get into the front door. So originally, I misunderstood the setbacks. There was no property markers present I couldn't see, so I assumed that they were closer to the road than they actually were. And I looked at the properties next to it, and I couldn't find any actual property markers. So I made I misunderstood the setback because I couldn't find those markers. And the structure is already built. So the porch is 31 feet from the road, and the other homes, there's multiple other homes in the neighborhood. The one actually right next to it has a porch that's probably around 8 feet from the actual house. It's same front of the house is around the same area, but right next door, you can kind of see it there. There's already existing porch that is around 8 feet from the front versus ours is 12 feet. And then there's also, I don't know if you can go on there, but farther down from the house at the corner of there's a garage that is no more than probably about 12 to 15 feet from the property line, or from the road actually. So that was another structure. And then lastly, we're looking for a 10.5-foot variance is the minimum needed for the porch.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yep, that's everything, I think.
Questions?
Sir, any, maybe to count, any variances necessary for the shed in the back, or are we?
No, the shed,
square footage.
I believe it complied. It was under 600.
Okay.
Yes.
And, sir, so we're showing a picture of your property and the property line as you described off the front. What would you estimate the distance to be between the property line and the edge of paving?
10 to 12 feet, right around there. Because it's from the actual porch, it's about 32 feet from the actual road line. I mean, of course, not straight, but you know, from roughly around 32 feet.
Are you related to the applicant or to the, or
no.
You are the contractor?
I'm the contractor.
Okay.
Yep.
I want to give you credit for standing up and saying you made a mistake, because we have a lot of people that come in here that put it on the homeowner and don't show up.
No, yeah, it was me, 100%.
We're the homeowners.
Oh.
You can come forward after he's done and be sworn in if you need to. Mr. Sharp?
looking at this, do you have well and septic on this property, do we know?
No, I believe everything is connected to county.
I noticed...
Sorry, you're the...
We'll have, you'll have to be sworn in, sir, so if you want to come up, we can swear you in, but we don't accept comments from the gallery, okay? When it comes to, when was this placed?
Not 100% sure, but it's probably roughly been about 3 months, I'd say, 3 to 4 months.
The steps, we also, I don't know if you heard Ms. Norwood say, but we need a variant, we need variances for the steps as well.
Oh, yes.
And they seem to project out quite a bit into that setback area.
Those are...
Were you not aware that those would need a variance also?
No, I was not. So it's, okay, so it's 16.4 feet from the steps, sorry.
So I think the application indicates that the applicants were having issues accessing the property, is that...
Yeah, they were always going to the rear instead of using the front, and they're elderly, so it just helps them access the house better.
Is it, I presume it's a covered porch?
Yes.
It's an open deck? And the, you indicated that some of the neighbors have structures that are also projecting into the front yard?
Yep.
Do you know if there was an average front yard setback of the area of the street?
They're all about 10 feet, pretty much, as far as the, to the property lines of the other properties. Is that what you're meaning?
Well, the code does have a provision that allows for averaging in the event that your neighbors on a certain distance on that, on the same side of the street also encroach. The code allows for an averaging.
Okay.
And I just wasn't sure if that had been something that had been looked at or...
I don't believe so. That was just something that I noticed. I actually never even seen the neighbors there, so...
The application indicates the house was placed in 2008. Do we know if the applicants were the ones who placed the house or somebody else placed
it? I believe so, but I'm not 100% on that.
Well, perhaps he could answer that if he's sworn in.
Yep.
Is there any look at being able to modify this such that it would comply or comply more with the code than...
The modification would be the steps. I could move those over. It's going to be a little bit harder as far as going into the house. I could move them to the right-hand side and build a four-foot platform, and that'll still allow access to the porch, and it'll, we wouldn't have to have the 16.4-foot setback for the steps anymore. So it'd only be the 10.5-foot for the porch.
Yeah, well, it would probably still need some set, well, maybe not, depending on where they are.
Because it would be, if I put them at the house on the right-hand side, they should be back farther than the porch itself.
And is it your understanding that the applicants have access or disabilities where they need certain access to the home?
Well, I know one of the people that are in the house is over 90 years old.
Okay.
That's,
any HOA approval required? I think, did you get that?
Yeah, yep. There's been no issues or anything. No one's complained.
All right, I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Is this called at final inspection?
Not yet. I still need my frame inspection.
Okay.
Yep. The footer inspection has been approved already.
The footing?
Yeah, footing's been approved, yes.
Okay, so you framed it up, it just hasn't been inspected yet?
Yeah, framing inspection hasn't been inspected yet, but footers and everything were good.
Okay, how was it discovered that you needed a variance?
When he came out actually for the footer inspection, I already had it framed up, and then that's when he, that's when we realized it. Yeah, it was a, like I said, it was an honest mistake. I looked over it, and it's, as soon as he pulled up, I realized it, and I was like, man, but that's why I'm here.
So construction is not finished yet?
No, not completed. Okay. It's all watertight and all that, but
right.
Yeah, okay. Roof's all completed and tied in.
Anybody else like to come up and speak?
Questions.
You can come forward and be sworn in if you'd like.
Yeah, that works.
I'll swear you in. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gene Joseph Gordon, 27528 Briar Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear it will affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, when was the house placed there?
It's 2008.
Okay.
And I don't know how long we've been there, about 8 years. So it belonged to a reverend before we bought it. And my father-in-law lives with us.
Okay.
And he has skin cancer. That's why we're building an enclosure, so he could sit outside on the deck.
Sure. Mr. Sharp?
Anything?
No, not at the moment, thank you.
Anything else?
So the driveway you use for your vehicles is to the right of the house in the front?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's on the right-hand side of the driveway. He has letters from the HOA that they're okay with it. They have no problem with the building, you know, the addition or nothing.
Okay, so the homeowner association is okay with what's there?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
You know, like there's a couple decks that are only like 15 feet from the road when you first pull in. Okay. You know, their deck is out in 15 feet of grass, you know. And on the corner, the plumber, 20 feet, his garage sits from the road. You know, and there's quite a few of them that are closer than this addition is.
Okay.
So they always said 30 feet from the road, and we were more than 30 feet from the road. That's
yeah.
What the homeowners association said.
Understand. Mr. Sharp?
That's what we were going by.
What was there before the porch?
Was just steps. A stoop? Just steps.
And you all had difficulty accessing the home just with the stoop?
Yes, well, this because we have a nice railing now going up for my father-in-law, and five steps.
Provides
and
a little
usually
more.
I'm with him all the time.
Provides a little more safety and
yes.
Access to the house that you didn't
yes.
Have before. Now, you may have heard your Mr. Coons, I think
yep.
I got it right.
Yep.
Mr. Coons stated that the steps that project off of the porch towards the road could potentially be relocated to the side
of the
porch.
To the right side.
Do you believe that's an option as
that's
well?
That's fine. That's
okay.
Fine. That's what you want. That's
okay.
Fine.
Well, we look at one of those standards as minimal variance. So if that's a way to minimize
yeah.
A variance, I just wanted to make sure that was something you believe would serve the needs that you believe you need.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yep,
that's everything.
Okay. You all can have a seat.
Okay, sweet. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12798 for Mr. Gene Gordon? Thank you, Amy. We hear you loud and clear.
You're welcome. At this time, we currently have no one else on the line.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12798, Mr. Gene Gordon, and entertain a motion.
Proposed porch, but not the steps variance. If you agreed to put the steps to the side, so.
Now, Mr. Hastings, I will note. My guess is that if this is 31 feet or 32 feet from the front property line, if those steps are adjacent to it, and it was unclear to me if they would project, he did indicate there'd be a landing. It's unclear to me if they would project forward towards the road or parallel to the road. it would seem to me that if they were parallel to the road, they may project towards the driveway area, and it may not need a variance because it would be, you're allowed to project up to 5 feet. But if it was forward towards the road, there may need to be a variance there because it's, it would be several steps and then a landing. I'm not sure where that would fit.
Okay.
I don't know if that impacts your motion, but I wanted to...
Well, I just, yeah, wanted the motion to be for the proposed, you know, because it was unclear how far the steps were, so for the proposed variance.
Mm-hmm. So if it was, Mr. Sharp, if it was 4 feet and we determined that a variance wasn't necessary, there wouldn't be the need for any action. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. But I don't know that we have that information. I know we have a draftsman here who could probably look at it and press. But
yeah, I don't see any reason why they can't make those steps, move them, and make them comply. I mean, so we would just give it for the porch, in my opinion.
So if we worded for the requested variance, that covers that, right?
If you did it for the I think your motion was to approve the porch and deny the steps.
Right.
You could do that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So my motion is to approve the variance for the porch, deny the variance for the steps, pending a final written decision based upon the record made in the public hearing for the following reasons. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant himself. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent properties, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Worfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, the porch is approved and the steps are denied.